Everyday Agenda Podcast is a presentation of Angel Song Productions, and so is, you guessed it, YouTube. Okay, you know what time it is. It's episode 16 of my Everyday Agenda podcast, and we're to get things rolling. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. We could lots more for volunteer appreciation at the VA. You know what I'm talking about. So, Arrested Development, is your turn to sing! That's enough. That's enough. You had enough for one day. Yeah, right. Trust me. Anyways, let's get this show on the road, shall we? Because last week, Volunteer Appreciation Week is, oh God, it's wonderful. So I was a volunteer ambassador working at the VA downstairs, ground level. Yeah, ACC building. And when I come upstairs and sign in and all that stuff, so yeah, just had to trust me about this as far as we concern, or anyone else can be civilized or whatever that ever happens. So they have, you guess, all the goodies downstairs inside the CDCE office where Tracy and Jennifer, and Jennifer's trying to mess with me. Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, God. Why do I ever listen to anyone else can be civilized? Well, fine, now what it is. You know what I'm talking about. Here's a sad part to see, you know, who. It's been parting, but who knows, can be civilized. Every day, yeah, last year I got started at Podbean website and, you know, on the website and all kinds of stuff. Now it tells me, too big for this one, for all the podcast, and it doesn't fit that way. Well, guess what? I got to say goodbye to Podbean. That means coming in June 1st in year 2024. If that doesn't like it, too bad. Because I got to say hello to you know who, that's right. Mm-hmm. Podorama for season, and I gotta work on this season number 3 of my Everyday Agenda podcast, and this could be a wonderful adventure, so trust me about that. So I'll explain that as well. And speaking of season number 3, it's gonna be September 12th in year 2024, so I'll give you the full details, because we got 3 episodes left of my Everyday Agenda podcast, and so is this video podcast from YouTube, like you are watching right now. You know what I'm talking about. You are watching right now! Whatever. And I'll explain this for season number 2, season finale. You know what I'm talking about. And don't forget my final thoughts as well. And you better check out my website, Everyday Agenda with LHmusic.podbean.com, and take it from there, and I'll explain all the goodies and all kinds of stuff at the end of the show. So you just trust me about that. Anyways, this episode, you guessed it, 16 of my Everyday Agenda podcast, and here we go. It's a National Volunteer Appreciation Week at the VA, and that means...
Are you
Everybody knows that a little bit of training season. For now, you adjusted that, trust us, you know what I'm talking about. And here's why I got there last week on this National Volunteer Appreciation Week. Yes, because I saw the signs when sign says, thank you, VA volunteers. Well, I'm a volunteer, yeah, ambassador, wearing this red vest and my badge. You know, my old badge. And I wish I could get that new one if I was. You know what I'm talking about. Trust me about that. Because this is what training season is. You know what I'm talking about. And why? Because everybody's appreciate all the stuff they want. And according to you guessed it, Merriam-Webster's dictionary. So what is, you know, it says to be the greater extent or appreciation, all that, to increase the understanding, and so as to love what that really, really means to, and that means to value, to admire highly at work, and gratitude. So that means I was coming in last week, and guess what? I saw Tommy. Tommy, he's here. Yes, Tommy. Starting working, just once a week, and I tell you one thing, it's all good. You know, talk about. And I know, I saw Roxanne and rest of the volunteers all this week. Trust me, including Dave. I know he's here all week. You know, it's you know, since I got started Monday through Thursdays, and you know why. But Dave works Monday through Fridays, and you know I'm taking my Fridays or the weekend is off. You know, Dave's taking over. Yeah, Fridays. You know what I'm saying. So we appreciating everything else can be civilized or whatever happens at Omaha VA, and that's why I go upstairs, sign in, and I have no clue whatsoever if you know what I'm talking about. Just because I go upstairs, go all the way up to the old hospital and sign in, and I bet there's and you know there's treats downstairs. Downstairs, and I have no objection whatsoever. So, who knows, can be civilized about this. I bet they have, you know, cookies, candy, and I, that a starfish card that I'm going to show this to you probably in, you guessed it, in, next coming couple of weeks. So who knows, I'm taking next weekend's off, so I can take some time about this one. So, you just have to trust me as far as we're concerned. So, who knows? Could be civilized or whatever happens. So, so that means that's a I think it's last Monday, and I downstairs in the basement area, and I saw yes, CDCE. Yeah, stands for, you guess, the voluntary offices. And I see, that's why I saw Tracy and Cynthia and Jennifer. Okay. Now, here's my observation. Jennifer wants to mess with me. Jennifer calls me. Stop messing with me. Jennifer, if you only knew. If you only knew about try to, yeah, mess with me, huh? You try to play with me, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying. But anyways, that was so nice to be so generous about this, treats thing. You know, I got a couple of cookies. Cookies, all kinds of cookies. Like, I got cookies, oatmeal raisin, and of course, chocolate chip cookies, and all kinds of stuff. So, who knows? But the next one is Heather. Oh, last Tuesday, she wanted me to take one turkey and cheddar sandwich. I know, Heather. You try to... Oh, boy. You have no idea what you're up against. So, thank you, Heather. I really appreciate the thought that counts. Well, who knows? Trust me. And, of course, Tracy last Wednesday bought some, donuts. So, I take one sprinkled, frosted sprinkled donuts and... Donut, just one. And it really makes sense about this one. So who knows? Could be civilized about this one. So who knows? And last but certainly not the least, it's going to be fruit. So I'll... So this is the one on, every single day. Salt treats about us volunteers who appreciates... Yeah, me, and so is Dave, and so is the rest of the volunteers working at the VA from inside the old hospital all the way up to ACC building. And that's what I take full responsibility as doing a little bit of escorting, and so is information. And I have one too. So, who knows? Can't be civilized. and I just take one banana. That's all. That's all you know what I'm saying. And last but certainly not the least, because everybody goes to their spots and all that. And, oh, by the way, I saw Sandra. Who sings with me, and so is Jan and the rest of Celebration Life Choir. Practice singing every Sundays at Our Savior's Lutheran Church over in Council Bluffs. And I saw Sandra and working on Tuesdays. So who knows? What about Alan? Yeah, he works Monday and Wednesday and all that. Everybody's have a wonderful time. Now, Doug drives the buggy every single day, while Tim gets on my nerves. She's driving so fast. Says, how you do? Don't ever say that! and I meant to say this, but... That's why Tim drives me crazy. It gives me who knows. So this time it's going to be, whatever. So who knows, could be civilized about this one, so. Okay. Well, I think that's all for now, because all the volunteers appreciates what everybody does every single day, 24/7, 365 days in a year, and I have no clue whatsoever. So everybody is appreciating the thought that counts, including all the escorters and volunteers doing the information thing and all that. So this is going to be outrageous. And what about the DAV Volunteer Drivers Appreciation Luncheon? Oh boy, up in Grand Island, so is the Omaha, Iowa VA hospitals, and all they done work for significantly the quality of the service of providing veterans, all the nation's veterans, and all that. So proud of it. So can't be civilized about this one. So. Who knows? Keep civilized. But what about volunteer appreciation luncheon up in He gets to Bellevue University next Tuesday. Yeah. If I could, I did. I told Janet, says, you may be excused, but don't worry, I'll be back for this. He gets to next Thursday's dress rehearsal, you know, with Marjorie and OSC at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church. And you might think it's so smart about this one. And I have no clue. Because trading season is, yeah, guessed it. You know what I'm talking about. So what's next on the list of things for Volunteers Appreciation Week at the VA? Well, that could be, you know what I'm talking about. You just trust me. You are listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast, and so is video podcast from, you guessed it, Angel Song Productions, and so is YouTube. And now, something completely different about this one, and that is... Okay, you know, hate to break this to you, but here's my observation. Why do I ever learn about Podbean? The thing I got started with this website, My Everyday Agenda, at Podbean last year. It was good. It's all good. Well, who knows? But whatever happens if you put too much podcast and podcasting stuff and the audio thing, and I tried to download and all that stuff. The reason is I try to log in Podbean every single day or every weekend until I got time for this one. So that means this is... Yeah, this is going to be different. And this is, I try to take a look at the dashboard, and it says, oh, 6 people knows about this. And what about brand new episode? I click plus, new episode. And I try to download with my flash drive, and guess what? Oh, God, I think your episodes are too big for that. Too big for that. And now look at what? 1 hour and 47 minutes to live? Oh, God. So that means I have to choose to upload and click on this one. It says, yes, it does. And I took a look at the media manager. So I take forward, and I erased all that because it's going to be, space, hours of space. And then it happens. So I just did. And what about my podcast website? Website. And I know. It's all good. And the apps, from, you guessed it, Amazon Audible. And so is iHeartRadio. And so is Deezer. It's all good for now. But this is going to be ridiculous I gotta erase this. Erase this. And now it happens. Can anyone imagine how do I do this? This is the last one for Podbean. And don't worry, June 1st and June 2nd, goodbye, Podbean. And say goodbye to you know who. That's right, Podorama. I try to click on the web and website, and there it is, Podorama. And this is the Podbean player, and on all that. It could be featuring all kinds of stuff, and could be the premium version. Well, I have no clue whatsoever. So I find this new webpage called Podorama. You check out the web at podorama.com. And in my podcast, this is everything has to offer. And so is my files and all that. So, and my everyday podcast, I try to do my website, could be personal about all the settings and all the account and all that stuff. And of course, you know, this is what happens. And I have no clue whatsoever. So here's my idea. What if I say goodbye to Podbean and say hello to you know who? That's right. Mm-hmm. Podorama. Because I have a huge solution to do this. It's going to be awesome. And you know, I bet it starts in September about this one. But don't worry, YouTube, you're still here. And and that's why we're going to do this fourth and last Saturdays of the month. And I got an idea. Starts in September. So I check my calendar on my laptop and see which one it is. So it is, because I'm taking spring and summer off. Because I'm taking my time. I got to relax. So trust me about that. So it starts, the weekending of, you guessed it, September 14th and September 15th in the year 2024. And look out, OSC is back. Brand new season, and probably in August or September or so, a Celebration Life Choir or my choir rehearsal. If it happens after Labor Day weekend and all that stuff. So it's going to be a tough challenge to do this. But Alicia Music, why in God's name, man, do you always get ready to say goodbye to Pod? Because it has space in between things. So that is why I need everything else. Podorama, yes. We'll find out what it is. It has space inside this podcast thing. And I have Gary to do that in September 2024. And I have. You may not know what's coming up next, haven't you? Well, this is why it happens. Because everybody says goodbye to Podbean. Everybody says, you guessed it, hello to you-know-who. And I have no clue who. Or whatever it is. Say hello to Podorama in September. Because it's a tough act to follow. And I have no clue what whatsoever. So, say goodbye to Podbean in June. Say hello to Podorama in September for this third season for Mira Everyday Agenda. At least she was like, don't quit your day job for now. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast, and so is video podcast as far as we're concerned, from Angel Sound Productions, and of course, one and only, YouTube. The season finale number 2 is finally over. Because like I said, I got to say goodbye to Podbean and say hello to Podorama for season number 3. But here's my observation for you. Could be my sneak preview of this, you guessed it, the one and only. That's right. Oh, wow. You know what I'm talking about. My Everyday Agenda podcast, so who knows, could be so nice. So I check my calendars and circle it, and you know, my dad's still sleeping, and I hope my dad's going to be feeling better for now. And who knows, could be so nice. So, trust me. So I check my Resurrection website. This could be a, news page. For emails and all that stuff. So trust me. So what is happening in May as far as we're concerned? Well, like I said, I got 3 episodes left. And one is, I got to do something with, you guessed it. Mm-hmm. That's right. Otak auction event, a fundraising celebration. And it's going to be at, 60th and Grover Fireman Station, and it's gonna be awesome. So, and if I can get there this Sunday after church, or go to the library or anything else, civilized. So I check my MatBus website inside my smartphone, and my Omaha app from Metro. And I take a look at the time, says, oh, wow. So I can get there, 60th and Grover, and it really makes sense to anyone can be civilized. But who knows? So that means I'll, Otak thing. And what about a Volunteer Appreciation Awards banquet at Bellevue University? So I'll rethinking about this, so who knows can be civilized. Okay, let's see, coming in May, I had to do my recap of April, I'm talking about, that's coming in 2 weeks for this Everyday Agenda podcast, and let's see if you know this one already, St. Timothy's. Yeah, Timothy Church at 93rd Street. So that's why I got to talk to Jordan probably this Wednesday. So this Wednesday. And that is, so that means Jordan can pick me up next Thursday down at the ACC building, ground level, where I usually work at. So who knows, could be civilized. And call time is 6:30. So tech rehearsal at St. Timothy Church where everybody knows about this one. Knows about this one. And we had to get ready. And Marjorie Simmons is getting ready, and so is my OSC thing. So I got to listen to Cyberbase and all that stuff. So trust me about that next week. So who knows? Until, yeah, this, you guessed it, Saturday, May 4th, call time at 6. So I have to be on the risers. I got to wear my tuxedo. I got to check my shirt, white shirt. And, you know, it's about, so I'll let Jordan know. He's got to pick me up at that's right. Or whatever happens. And, know who you are. Why do I ever? Cinnamon Toast Crunch lattes. See, I got to ask Amber. She better let me, because I need my lattes. Need my cappuccinos and all that stuff. So, who knows? Give me some lies. So, trust me. I know what I'm doing. And, let's see. If it's taking so long about this one and all that stuff. So, trust me. So I got to do my season finale until, yeah, I guess 3 episodes left. So I got to do that, you guessed it, annual meeting. And then, because afterwards, going to be, yeah, awesome. Afterwards, we got rogation, if the weather permits. Because outside, because everything else keeps still, so by rogation, flowers, and all that stuff. So that could be awesome. And what about Deacon Michael's last Sunday? Oh, wow. Could be an ice cream social. Yeah. Oh, I have no clue whatsoever. And I have whatsoever. And so is May 19th, Pentecost Sunday. Gage and Rachel's farewell thing, saying goodbye. And what about our choir party? Yeah, that's right. Choir party at, you guessed it, Allison's house. So, and I bet we have, you know, Allison has a huge idea. Songfest. Because they have a snack, beverage, and kids and all that stuff, and guitars and other instruments. So hope Reverend Tony, and so is Amy, and of course Kristen can come. So is Dodie. She is so busy. Why is she so busy doing rector work? Well, you have any ideas? Of course, they do. So that means song requests for Allison or Jeannie or anyone who's giving civilized can cheat or all kinds of stuff. Sound effects, yes. So I will, let Allison know about that probably this week, or anyone skips the list about this one. So who knows? Could be the last choir practice, choir rehearsal, the last one singing, and I don't know who does solos and all kinds of stuff. But what about celebration? Yes, celebration life choir. And yes, season finale for this Memorial Day practice. And it's gonna be good. I mean to tell you, it's all good. What about Ascension Sunday at Kutz Memorial? Yes. That one too. And that takes us other stuff. Cause the big season finale starts at, you guessed it, June 2nd and June 1st and June 2nd. And I have no clue whatsoever, so, or anyone skip civilized or whatever happens. Or anyone else skip civilized or maybe it's just propaganda or whatever happens. So the big season finale starts, yeah, guessed it, June 1st and June 2nd. And you have no idea what's going on for my everyday agenda thing and all kinds of stuff. So cross your fingers because I'm taking next week's off. But I'll be back. You guessed it, May, let me see the calendar. Oh, yes, that's right. May 11th and May 12th. And I'll explain to wrap this things up. Oh, it could be a big, huge, after I deal with this, because I got to go to Trinity Lutheran, it could be a big, huge surprise. But I'm not going to tell anyone for NOLA, whatever it is. So, can't be civilized. So, it's all good. Season finale number 2 is going to be huge. For June 1st and June 2nd from Angel Song Productions, and so is YouTube, as far as we're concerned. So, keep it civilized. Trust me. We know what we're doing. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions, and so is YouTube. Could be the video podcast. Yeah, I see you. Okay, get ready for my final thoughts about and that's what just texted me. But have lunch. I don't know because make this a Wednesday. Make this I don't know. I check the calendar. And you have any ideas about this one? So. Who knows? Can be civilized about this one, so who knows? I'll find out what it is. And did you know that, yeah, you guessed it, Mandisa, that, you know, you guessed it, American Idol alumni has, you know, life of her own, and that's why she is a contemporary Christian recording artist. Began her solo career because the 5th season of American Idol years ago, and her new album Overcomer could be the best contemporary Christian music album category ever. Wins a Grammy, and I meant to tell you this because she is auditioning and. Simon Cowell has offered several comments that I have no clue whatsoever. So then she performs, yeah, you know, you know, talk about the top 9, yeah, Paris Bennett and Elliot Yemen. And could be to appear on Tonight Show a day later. And you know why? Because everything else can be civilized. And she has her own personal life, and you know. And she died at the age of 47 in Franklin, Tennessee. And that's why several music artists and TV celebrities pay tribute to Medusa after the death. Could be released because pay tribute to this April 29th episode, which is going to be on Monday on ABC. And I'm really proud of her. So all goes out to the families, friends and family, loved ones. To Mandisa, because everything else can be civilized about this. Because God is speaking to you. It happens. And, by the way, don't you think it's gone too far by Columbia University? I bet they're protesting anti-Israel things. Happens all the time, and all the new stuff about chanting death to America and all that crap. But this one, you might not know it by now, But, you know, according to the, according to my website, blaze.com, could be blaze.com. And so I have, and this is so outrageous, like a freight train just being crashed. So who knows, could be civilized about all that. All that, and about this anti-Israel chanting at Columbia University's all the college campuses, could be ridiculous. I bet it's got to stop. Seriously, it's got to stop completely, and you know what I'm talking about. So please, don't ever do this again. So who knows? And did you notice that it's like a freight train has tornadoes of Iowa, Nebraska, and my hometown, Nebraska, and so it's Iowa, could be more storms to pose a huge threat. And listen to this from, you guessed it, Jordan Hall, according to Twitter X account. And here's what happens. Wow. And this is, I saw this video. And it really makes sense at all, trust me. You see the video in Lincoln, Nebraska yesterday? Could be a tornado outbreak. And so is all the residents in Elkhorn, and what about in Omaha? According to AccuWeather.com, could be a massive tornado. And just listen to this. Now, you see what happens according to AccuWeather.com? And so is AccuWeather account on Twitter X. That could be devastating. And what about Weather Nation? Weather Nation and could be a huge tornado in Iowa. And it's going to be devastating. And it could be a huge one. And listen to this. Now, would you believe that 80 reports of tornadoes last Friday across 5 states, and they could be huge about this one, because several updates in the, Omaha's individual has a tornado Elkhorn on Friday, and Omaha Police Chief Todd Schmiderer has credited the cities and effective warning systems and all that. So is Governor Jim Pillen. Pillen has toured the worst tornadoes ever. And there are several weather threats and all that stuff. So it might not know it by now, but tornado issues a Midwest over the weekend. So that could be huge. And look at all the stories and all that stuff. Anywhere else. So check this article from the Blaze Media at the, you know, theblaze.com. And that could be outrageous. Trust me. Trust me about that as far as we're concerned. So I'll post that as well. Anyways, so that could be huge. And three happy ones that you ought to know by now. And meant to tell you this. It's all good. This Michael, yeah, Deacon Michael is still graduating. Oh, wow. I'm surprised. Surprised about that as well. So trust me. Now, it could be Ascension Sunday. Yeah, could be the Feast of Ascension of our Lord, and could be challenging because I gotta do something with Kutz Memorial. That could be better. You know what I'm talking about. All right, quick ones. Deacon Michael's last, this could be last Sunday on May 12th. And he's graduating. Oh, wow. For the past two whole years, could be deeply missed. And I bet as an ice cream social thing, wow. That could be awesome. Trust me. And what about Gage and Rachel? Oh, wow. Saying goodbye at resurrection. Parting is such a sweet sorrow. And I really appreciate the thought that counts. So, time for you to say goodbye, and Rachel, and, you know, getting married and a recent wedding and all that. It's going to be huge on May 19th. You know, that means Pentecost Sunday. Sunday, you know, the end of this Easter season is coming to a close. And, okay. What about Gage? Quickly, I will say this. Gage is upstairs, 7th floor. And says it goes in and out, down, down, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all that. Up and down. Because I got to see you, Gage. I got to see you, Gabe. Until it does. Trust me. I haven't heard from Jetta. Uh-oh. Silence is golden. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you can't beat without it. You can't have one without the other. So, be it for now. It cannot have my sweater. So, good riddance. Anyways, let's take a song, shall we? So, what do we learn about this on this Everyday Agenda podcast as far as we're concerned? Well, guess what? National Volunteer Appreciation Week at the VA hospital in Omaha could be awesome. Had a, you know, training season about training these things about volunteers and all that stuff. And I have no clue whatsoever. So whatever happens, so could be life challenging for one of these things. So all the volunteers, everything we do, all the treats this week, and I have, oh boy, it's a wonderful experience to remember. But what about next Tuesday? Voluntary Appreciation Lunch Awards. Yeah, I get it at Bellevue University. I'll explain that in 2 weeks. Podbean, well, time for you to say goodbye. Because you try to make me do this, all that. Because I got to say hello to Podorama for season number 3. And why? Because it pays to be nice to people or whatever happens. Or maybe it's just a phase about this one, so who knows. Now, here's my observation for season number 2, finale. And I bet it's coming in, you guessed it, June 1st and June 2nd. For this Everyday Agenda podcast thing. And, you know, about all kinds of stuff that I'm supposed to be up to at work or my church or whatever it is. So is Resurrection and all that stuff. And so is OSC and finale, huge finales of my Wednesday night quarter time. And so is OSC and all that. But, you know, it happens all the time. It could be the last hurrah and all that stuff. And you know what I'm talking about. So who knows? Give me some lies. And my final thought is give our thoughts and prayers to her friends. Yeah, Mandisa's family and friends. And prayers for, you know, for Michael and Gage and Rachel's farewell thing. And all the tornadoes last week, the biggest last week. And I bet this weekend's going to be, yeah, disastrous. According to Blaze.com, and it will go hair on you. So trust me. Especially Gabe is upstairs, third floor. Or sorry, say 7th floor, whatever. I have no clue whatsoever. Trust me. Well, that's it for now. I gotta pack up and leave and hit the road. But don't worry. Here's my information. Everyday Agenda website is on. everydayagenda.withlhmusic.podbean.com. And I'm gonna be downloading with this my flash drive and new episode. I'm gonna click on the plus thing and download it. And has all the podcast websites ever from, you guessed it, YouTube Music, all the way up to iHeartRadio. And you could check it out as well. And you better Facebook and follow LHMusicFacebook.com and Twitter irks.com. And I'll get inside the social websites and all kinds of stuff, so who knows. And you better look, you better watch this on live stream or all kinds of stuff at YouTube. And I'll give it a huge address. That's youtube.com/LHMusicTime. And you click on it and it's all good. You know what I'm saying. And like I said, it's going to be 4th and last Saturdays of the month for YouTube out there. Anyways, I got to go. I'll be back in 2 weeks for this Everyday Agenda thing. And I have no clue whatsoever on May 14th and May 15th. Just so you know about this one. Trust me about that as well, as far as we're concerned. Until we meet again, LH Music about to sign off. Go with God's blessings. And we salute all of you, America. And I'll see you in 2 weeks for this Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions. And I'm out the door. Goodbye for now. See ya. Everyday Agenda podcast is a presentation of Angel Song Productions and YouTube.